Hey, out there, if you have any friends who work on the TV shows Back to You, The New Adventures of Old Christine, or 2 and a Half Men, they'll be free for lunch today because those shows have halted production as the WGA writers' strike enters a day three. 12,000 scribes in both coasts are demanding their new contracts double the amount of money they receive from DVDs, and they want more moolah for shows offered on the internet and cell phones. Who knows how long this soap opera will last? Cue music.
I don't have an organ.
Here we
But
go.
we do.
Someone who went through the last big writer's strike and is experiencing it again, Peter Brash, writer for As the World Turns, is a member of the Writers Guild, and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you were on the picket line?
I
Is
was
that
on the picket
true?
line on Monday and will be again today.
Can you describe what it's like on the picket line? We were sort of joking that this probably has some of the wittiest signs, considering you're all writers.
You know, I was very disappointed on Monday. Every sign said on strike, and I thought, you know, one
Can
said,
we punch that up?
I know, really. Could call rewrite. So
What
today I hope we'll have better signs.
was the general consensus on the picket line? Were people, I don't say happy to be there, but did they feel like they had to be there, that it was this important?
Definitely. I think there's a difference even this time from the last strike. There was a lot of contention about the last strike and were we all in it together and were we all going to benefit from it? And I really think this time the 90% vote that the Writers Guild got for all the members saying 90% of us saying to go on strike, I think sent a loud and clear message.
Did you see this coming? I don't mean to get too personal, but did you prepare for the idea that, hey, I might not be working for a little while?
Having gone through it before, I had been preparing over the years. I'm surprised really that I went 19 years without a strike in between. This year, all of the scuttlebutt told us that there wouldn't be a strike until they started negotiating, and then we started to hear, especially in the last few weeks, how acrimonious it was and how it wasn't going well. And then in the last few days before the strike, we really knew something bad was coming. So,
are there similarities between this strike and the last time you went on strike that you can see so far? Are there major differences?
well, I mean, the biggest difference is the new media,
Yeah.
and that's huge. But it's not unlike the last time when we were discussing the DVD issue, and at that time it was videotape and all of that, and that's exploded. And we really feel we got a bad deal last time, and that's why we're so adamant about the new media, because we know television isn't going to exist the way that it was before. And our slogan now this time is, if they get paid, we get paid. And so we have to find a way to cover, get the Guild to cover these new platforms.
Yeah, in fact, I would think for daytime drama writers, the internet issue is probably the biggest one, because I'm not really sure they sell soap operas on DVDs.
No, we don't.
Yeah, let's take a listen to some of what we're talking about. This is available online, a little As the World Turns dialogue.
Well, look who's an early bird. But actually, I got up earlier, so I guess I get the worm. So, got any more about my offer?
You are like a recurring nightmare. Leave me alone.
Ah, no. The nightmare is that Will and Gwen can't adopt a little baby because Will was in the loony bin. It's all your fault. Oh, you just must feel so awful.
I'd feel better if you dropped dead.
I'd love to write. That must be such a great job, to be able to write dramatic language and work out all your issues on the page.
It is a lot of fun, I will say, and I miss it, even after, what is it, 3 days?
Isn't it incredibly grueling, though? I mean,
Yes.
you guys are writing
So much.
So, so, so
Five
much.
hours.
Yeah, walk us
A
through a
week.
week.
I write scripts and breakdowns. Breakdowns are a prose outline of what an episode will be, a structure that's given to a scriptwriter who writes the teleplay, the dialogue. So I do, 1 week I write the breakdown and I sit in the writer's room with a head writer and we put that together and put five episodes out. And at the same time, I'm writing my breakdown from last week as a script. So I always have something to write. I always have another deadline. And it's pretty grueling. I get up at 5:30 in the morning and usually work until about 8:30, 9:30 at night.
Wow. And you do miss it.
Yeah, I do. I really had withdrawal the first few days. I was walking around in my bathrobe not knowing what to do. The picket line actually has helped because it gets me out, you know.
Gives you something to do.
Right.
To be honest, I haven't turned on daytime soaps this week. How are they that far ahead in production in terms of scripts, or
Yes,
when are
yes.
they going to actually start to feel your absence and your partner's in crime's absence?
Well, I think I wrote the last outline, and that was the end of January for our show. all the shows are different, but we got to the end of January.
Wow, that far in advance.
Yes. The script's probably to the middle of January, and then they're on their own after that.
Do you think the producers, the people on the other side of this argument, do they have any point that you understand? Is there any part of this that you can understand their point of view, like this is just going to cost too much money to give the writers what they want?
You know, I think that I do, and I think we as writers really do. I know in the daytime community, the money just isn't there anymore. Our budgets are being slashed across the board, and everybody is taking pay cuts. I've taken 5% pay cut, 10% pay cut. We are always ready to keep these shows alive. And we're passionate about daytime TV and our soap operas, and we don't want to, I mean, some of them are 70. Our show is 51 years old. Hmm. Guiding Light is 70 years old, started on the radio. And we're passionate about these shows and want to keep them alive. So I think all of us, actors, directors, everyone, we're all taking less money. So we understand that, you know, that it's expensive and that there are issues of cost out there that have to be addressed. We're just saying, give us what we need to survive to make the medium survive.
Is it hard when, I mean, because you're not exactly Norma Rae, right? I mean, it's not like...
It is hard.
It's because you think of unions and people that work in factories and that, you know, do really hard, dirty work all day long and don't make a lot of money. You guys still have it pretty good. Is that a PR hurdle for you guys to try to get over?
It is a hurdle, but there is 48% unemployment in the West Coast Guild of writers. And, you know, our contracts, we're very lucky in daytime because we're on the air every day. And we have a paycheck every week when we're working. But, you know, our contracts go 13-week cycles. So I can be guaranteed of 13 weeks. Now, I just stopped working on Days of Our Lives. I was there for 9 years. I was blessed. I saved a lot of money. It was great. I didn't have a break. Then I was unemployed for 5 months. It takes at least 5 or 6 months to learn a new show. You have to learn 40 years, 50 years of history, character, you know, 26, 30 characters. It takes a long time. And then all they guarantee me is 13 weeks. So, yes, you're well compensated, but there's a downside. There's unemployment, and it's there for everybody. And I know lots of unemployed soap writers.
Based on the conversations you've had with people on the picket lines, how long do you think this strike is going to last?
You know, you hear a lot of rumors, and my feeling about it was it would either be quick. I've been through a fast strike, I think, in 83. I'm not sure about that. I remember the one in 88. That was 5 months. It's either going to be fast or it could drag on, they say, you know, until the actors and the director's contract is up next June. And in that case, it could be a grueling 5 or 6 months.
Is this an issue that could possibly be resolved with the help of a secret twin brother? Or a bout of amnesia.
You know, or, you know, if they just would ask me, I think I could really help them in that department. Actually, we could.
You could write something.
I thought you were
going
to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I guess he used to be somebody's twin. I forget.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
That's right, Danny DeVito.
Right? So, you know, maybe a high-level phone conversation.
Maybe something.
Which brings me to the Oscars. I wonder who's going to write it and if the network is going to want to have the Oscar show on, going out to billions of people with actors and writers and directors getting up to the microphone saying, pay the writers a fair wage. I don't think they want to see that show.
That's going to be the worst Oscars since the last time Billy Crystal hosted it. So there you go.
There you go.
Why am I being so mean today?
I don't know. Billy Crystal. It's lburbank@npr.org.
We should be so lucky that he's listening to this show.
Well, Peter Brash, we wish you luck.
Thank you.
In your upcoming months, and hopefully you'll get back to doing what you like to do so much.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming down to the studio.
Coming up on the BPP, we're going to talk about Belgium, and we're going to try to make you care about us talking about Belgium.
And we're going to get to the most emailed story from the San Diego Union-Tribune. You can't bring beer to the beach in San Diego anymore. It's all part of the most. Stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.